a time, but this was a momentous decision, and I'm sure you do not regret the fact that we did exceed the time limit. There are two committees that must report under a miscellaneous business before we proceed with the election of officers. Brother John Buchanan would like to bring a partial report from the Committee on Committees.
Brother President, the Committee on Time, Place, and Preacher will meet with the committee from the Executive Committee on Convention Arrangements as they make their decision as to the place of meeting for 1956. The committee is as follows. Chairman, Harold W. Seaver, Alabama. Roland A. Smith, Arizona. S.A. Whitlow, Arkansas. Arlie L. McDaniel, California. R.B. Culbreth, Florida. Franklin Owen, Georgia. William J. Perdue, Illinois. Harold E. Talent, Kentucky. James T. Horton, Louisiana. J. Winston Pierce, Maryland. G.C. Hodge, Mississippi. T.W. Croxton, Missouri. A.A. Dulaney, New Mexico. Donald G. Myers, North Carolina. M.F. Uton, Oklahoma. John A. Hamrick, South Carolina. Charles A. Trentum, Tennessee. James H. Landis, Texas. W. Malcolm Fuller, Virginia. Clarence W. Cranford, District of Columbia.
I recognize Brother Ray Garrett, who is chairman of the Committee on Boards. He must make a report at this time on the trustees of Southern Seminary, so the trustee meeting may select the one of the two nominees.
Mr. President, this partial report from the Committee on Boards necessary to be made at this time. We present these following names for consideration. These are all, unless otherwise designated, terms expiring in 1959. W.L. Ball, Jr., South Carolina. Archie W. Brickle, South Carolina. Willard J. Berquist, Florida. Alan Watson, Florida. Wade H. Bryant, Virginia. Edward E. Rutledge, Virginia. H.C. Crossland, Jr., Illinois. John Phillips, Illinois. Ralph L. Douglas, Arkansas. N.P. Howington, Arkansas. Lawrence A. Free, Maryland. Frank A. Downing, Maryland. H.I. Hester, Missouri. Conrad R. Willard, Missouri. W.R. Pettigrew, Kentucky. Henry Beach, Kentucky. George Ritchie, Louisiana. D. Lewis White, Louisiana. Wallace R. Rogers, South Carolina. William R. Bussey, South Carolina. And then, term expiring 1955, J.W. Hodges, Oklahoma. Wade Armstrong, Oklahoma. Term expiring in 56, J.H. Coleman, New Mexico. Jack R. DeVore, New Mexico. Term expiring in 57, Herbert E. Bergstrom, New Mexico. Thurston Rock, New Mexico. Term expiring in 57, Ernest L. Hontz, Virginia. Wade K., Virginia. Term expiring in 55, R.C. Miller, Oklahoma. Roy C. McClung, Oklahoma. Term expiring in 55, Merrill Meadows, Georgia. Max O'Neill, Georgia. Term expiring in 56, James F. Burris, South Carolina. Albert H. Walker, South Carolina. And for membership at large, term expiring in 59, V.V. Cook, Kentucky. Hankins Parker, Kentucky. Term expiring in 59 at large, Leo T. Wolford, Kentucky, George Riggs, Kentucky. President, I move the adoption of this report.
I believe that is not necessary. That is a report, a partial report from Committee on Boards. At this time, we come to the matter of the election of officers. We will ask the Secretary to read the officers to be elected by this convention.
Cast by the convention. Please assemble on the platform immediately to
The chair will entertain nominations for the office of president of this convention. Brother Rogers from South Carolina.
Mr. President and fellow messengers, I wanted the privilege of placing in nomination Dr. James Storer, who has served that.
We are greatly delighted that you're coming to Florida next year. And I believe that by electing a man as first vice president, that he can be of great service in helping to arrange for the convention and for your comfort in our state. I want to nominate a great, successful pastor. A pastor of one of our greatest churches in the South. And he is a worthy and well-qualified man. And therefore, I'm putting in a nomination for first vice president, Dr. Homer Lindsay, pastor of the First Baptist Church at Jacksonville, Florida.
Who'd you nominate, buddy?
What'd he say?
He said he'd second the motion. Who'd you nominate?
Brother Homer Lindsay has been nominated. Are there other nominations?
No other nominations. I want to make motion.
Brother Homer Lindsay?
Mr. President, if there are no other nominations, I want to move that the clerk cast the ballot for Dr. Homer Lindsay for first vice president.
Are there other nominations?
I'm E. Moss Robertson, pastor of the First Baptist Church of Waynesboro, Georgia. Waynesboro is located approximately 30 miles from the site where this convention was organized. And I wish to place in nomination this morning for the first vice presidency of this convention, the name of a layman. Now, apart from many of the Georgia delegates, few will know this man. He is a layman who is in regular attendance at our Georgia conventions, as well as our Southern conventions. He has given his energy, his efforts, and his financial means to Baptist causes. He is a layman of sensitive spirituality, denominational loyalty, and Baptistic convictions. He is a layman possessing valuable knowledge of the economic world, having had under his control for years and years the guidance of vast amounts of money. I simply mention that because there is always a need for wise counsel coming from our laymen in the matters of promotion, use, and distribution of our money. Now, it is my conviction that the laity, both men and women, undergirds the preacher, and I believe that we should continue to call upon those who can give intelligent and spiritual leadership. Now, the layman I wish to nominate has, like many other laymen of the convention, worked consistently hard for all Baptist causes. But he, like so many other laymen, has remained quietly in the background. I know that this nomination will be a great surprise to him. I'm not even sure that he is in the auditorium this morning. I am sure that he is here in St. Louis. Since it is my conviction that we should utilize the spiritual fervor and economic discernment of more and more able laymen of our convention, I nominate this morning for first vice president of the Southern Baptist Convention a very fine Christian layman, Mr. Roy P. Otwell, who is a member of the First Baptist Church of Cumming, Georgia.
You've heard the nomination of Brother Roy Otwell. Will you spell that for us, please, sir?
O-T-W-E-L-L.
Are there other nominations? If not, we will ask the secretary to instruct you as to the method of voting. Do you desire to change? If not, we will prepare to vote by ballot.
Are there other nominations? No, sir, not yet.
We'll ask the tellers to prepare to collect the ballots. We do not have the regular printed ballots in the back of your report book, so any piece of paper that you may find, you'll cast your vote either for Brother Lindsay of Florida or Brother Otwell of Georgia. All right, sir. The motion has been made that we dispense with the ballot and vote by acclamation, and it's been seconded by standing. What is your pleasure? Do you care to discuss the motion? The vote is on the question of whether we will dispense with the ballot and vote by standing. If you favor the motion, you will make it known by saying aye. If you're opposed, you will say no. The motion is carried, and we will dispense with the ballot and vote by standing. As many as favor Brother Homer Lindsay of Florida for our first vice president will make it known by standing. We'll ask the secretary to look. All right, will you be seated, please? As many as favor Brother Otwell of Georgia will stand. The chair will declare Brother Homer Lindsay elected as first vice president of the convention. Nominations are now in order. All of these officers will be presented to you a little later. Nominations are now in order for second vice president of the convention. Brother O.D. Evans desires to nominate.
Mr. Chairman and brethren of this convention, it is my very distinct pleasure to nominate for the office of second vice president, Dr. O.R. Shields, the chairman of the local committee in St. Louis.
Brother O.R. Shields of Missouri has been nominated as second vice president. Are there other nominations? You are Brother
Bryce Twitty.
Bryce Twitty?
Tulsa, First Baptist Church, Tulsa.
Brother Twitty.
Fellow messengers and friends, I'd like to nominate one of the greatest Christian laymen I've ever known. One that I'm sure every delegate who's come to the convention knows well. A man who served as president of the state convention of his state, and in practically every office the Baptists have to offer, and for 18 years has led the Baptist laymen of the South. I refer to Judge John McCall, chairman of the Baptist Brotherhood, Memphis, Tennessee. I'd like to nominate him for second vice president of our convention. John McCall.
Judge John McCall has been nominated. And Brother Shields, or Shields of St. Louis, has been nominated. Are there other nominations? Are there others who desire to nominate? If not, according to our Constitution, we vote by ballot unless you desire to change it. What is your motion?
Motion's been made that we vote by acclamation. I believe we have to vote either by standing, perhaps by division, or by ballot. Do you desire to pursue your motion? All right, the motion is made. Was it seconded? Motion is made and seconded that we vote by standing. Is there a discussion? If not, if you favor the motion, you will make it known, please, by saying aye.
Aye.
If you're opposed, you will say no. The ayes have it, and the rule is suspended, and we will vote by standing. As many as favor Brother War Shields, we'll make it known by standing. The secretary will help us. That's going to be hard. All right, will you be seated, please?
Speech?
Yeah.
As many as favor Brother McCall, we'll make it known by standing.
We can count the standing vote or we can ballot. But I wouldn't say that.
The chair and the secretary are unable to tell by the division which one is elected. And unless you want us to count you, we will proceed by ballot. I think it will take longer to count you than it will to have you ballot. So we will ask you to prepare your ballot. Yeah. Unless they... got an additional 5. You better give us 5 for the ballot. Then we'll
move on that.
The time is up for the election. Recognize the chairman of the Committee on Ordered Business, Brother Cowley.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we extend the time for this business session election 5 minutes.
You've heard the motion. Is there a second? As many as favor the motion will make it known by saying aye. If you're opposed, you will say no. And the motion is carried. The time is extended for 5 minutes.
Brother President, may I suggest that you write simply McCall or Shields, and that you do not fold your ballot, and that you pass your ballot immediately to the end of the aisle. The ushers, please, will be coming down the aisle to take your vote immediately. And bring the ballots to the platform.
Brother President.
Brother McCall.
Yes, the other man, pastor.
Brother President and friends, one of the cardinal principles of my life is never to be in a contest with one of our dear pastors. Another cardinal principle of my life is to recognize outstanding service. The friend who is also nominated here as second vice president is chairman of the local committee of this convention, and has done a magnificent work in receiving and serving us in this convention. That being true, I beg of you the privilege of withdrawing my name and moving that he be elected by acclamation.
You have heard the request of Judge McCall. Well, the one who nominated him consent. The one who nominated him would have to consent that the name be withdrawn. Brother Twitty.
Judge McCall is the greatest Baptist layman we have in the Southern Baptist Convention. And I think he'd make us a great officer, but I yield to his wishes.
The name has been withdrawn by the one who nominated him at the request of Judge McCall. Therefore, I would rule that only one name is now before us for your consideration. What is your pleasure?
Move the secretary
Is there a second to the motion? The motion is made and seconded that the secretary be asked to cast the ballot of the convention for Brother Shields as second vice president. Is there a discussion? If not, if you favor the motion, you will make it known by saying aye.
Aye.
If you're opposed, you will say no. And the motion is carried, and I declare that Brother Shields is elected the second vice president of our convention. The time is up under this period for the election of officers. As you know, it will be continued at 11:10, I believe, according to your order of business. We come now to the next order of business, one in which we ask you to be very reverent. Let us be quiet during the report of this committee.
Aren't you going to elect a secretary? Aren't you going to elect a secretary?
You can't. Sir? Did the clerk cast the ballot? Excuse me, Brother Clerk.
Brother President,
I will nominate some secretary.
You got it.
All right. Pardon me, Brother Secretary. I took that privilege away from you. He was the one supposed to declare.
Mr. President,
yes,
these must be elected.
They have been.
Well,
they must be elected?
They must be voted on, if you don't mind.
All right. Dr. McCall says that these who were nominated for trustees of Southern Baptist Seminary, you heard the report a few moments ago, two nominated for each vacancy, that they must be elected by the convention. Is there a motion that they be elected as the nominees? I hear the motion. Is there a second? The motion is made and seconded. Do you desire to discuss it? If not, if you favor the motion, make it known by saying aye. If you're opposed, by saying no. And it is so ordered.
Thank you, sir.
We come now to the order of business calling for the memorial service. Memorial service will be led by Brother John. Service will be led by Brother John Buchanan from Alabama.
Brother President, and brethren, in the 42 years that I've attended the Southern Baptist Convention, I do not recall a year in which we have suffered the loss of so many great and good leaders. One is reminded of the 11th chapter of Hebrews, where the writer lists that great galaxy of saints who by faith made such a rich contribution to their day and generation. In the first verse of the 12th chapter, he climaxes this recital with the admonition, "Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is sat down at the right hand of the throne of God." In the brief limits of time, we cannot adequately pay tribute to any one of our comrades who have left the church militant to join the church triumphant. They compass us about today as a great cloud of witnesses watching as we carry on the task to which they dedicated themselves. Each of them had certain great virtues that are immortal. May God grant that each of us shall attempt to inculcate into our own life and its endeavor the Christian statesmanship of M.T. Rankin, the kingdom vision of W.O. Carver, the zeal and devotion of J.E. Dillon, the quiet calmness and strength of J.O. Williams, the radiance of Everett Gill, the compassion of R.C. Campbell, the dependability and loyalty of George Frazier, the business acumen and flawless integrity of Orville Groner, the unflagging zeal of John Bunyan Hill, and the vision of a lost world and its need of J.G. Chastain, T.W. Ayres, William H. Carson, T.B. Stover, and others who belong to the first line of Christ's army. What shall I say more of that great host of faithful pastors and servants who have been called to a glorious reward? The 17th chapter of John's Gospel was Dr. M. Theron Rankin's favorite passage of Scripture. It was upon his lips as God called him home. It records the prayer of our Lord. I'm going to ask you reverently to stand in memory of all these fallen comrades, and with bowed heads, we will listen again as we read the prayer of our Lord as one of dedication to the hallowed memory of these illustrious servants. Will you reverently stand and bow your head? These words spake Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee, as thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom thou hast sent. I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world. Thine they were, thou gavest them to me, and they have kept thy word. Now they have known that all things whatsoever thou hast given me are of thee. For I have given unto them the words which thou gavest me, and they have received them, and have known surely that I came out from thee, and they have believed that thou didst send me. I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine, and all mine are thine, and thine are mine. And I am glorified in them, and now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to thee. Holy Father, keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are one. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou gavest me, I have kept, and none of them is lost but the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. And now I come to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them thy word, and the world has hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I pray not that thou shouldst take them out of the world, but that thou shouldst keep them from the evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word, that they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me, and the glory which thou gavest me I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one, I in them, and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me, and hast loved them as thou hast loved me. Father, I will that they also which thou hast given me be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory which thou hast given me. For thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, the world hath not known thee, but I have known thee, and these have known that thou hast sent me. And I have declared unto them thy name, and will declare it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them. Amen. I'm going to ask that Mrs. Rankin come, and then in a moment, Mrs. George Fraser and Mrs. R.C. Campbell. There's a basket of flowers here. Each one of these rosebuds represents 32 other nations around the globe who hallow today the memory of Theron Rankin, who for them was a great spiritual leader. And on their behalf, these peoples of the 32 nations of the world, I present to the missionary wife of our great fallen leader this basket of roses as their tribute of love and gratitude to God for her great husband. I want Mrs. George Fraser and Mrs. R.C. Campbell, if they are here, to please come. I'm sorry, Mrs. Fraser, Mrs. Campbell, and Mrs. Everett Gill, I understand, are in the audience. I'm sure that this convention extends to them our deepest sympathy and expresses to them the gratitude they have made to the contribution that their great husbands have made to this convention. May God bless them and bless us.
Brother Sims will now announce the special music.
The special music this morning is by the Southwest Baptist College Choir of Bolivar, Missouri. John Dowdy, president, Miss Catherine Hines is director of music. They're to sing three numbers for us. Son of My Soul, an arrangement of the hymn made by the music director of this convention, Warren Angel. The soloist is Reuben Wright. Hallelujah, Amen by Handel. And the spiritual, There Is a Balm in Gilead, the soloist, Mary Donnelly.
I'm happy to present this gavel to our continuing president, Brother James W. Stora. Brother Stora, I'm giving it to you just 15 minutes late. That's pretty good for an amateur.
Thank you, sir. Well, we've been running by grace and not by law this morning. We are now ready for the recognition of fraternal messengers. I do not know these messengers, if they know themselves to be fraternal, and if they know themselves to be messengers, they will please come to this stand. One I know. His name is Brother Gray Halba. He is the fraternal messenger of the Mexican Baptist Convention of Texas. If you will come, please, sir, we'll present you, and if there are others here, if you will come, we'll be happy to have you. Brother Edson, of course, will in a moment be presented. We're mighty glad to have you, sir.
Thank you very much.
We're happy to have you with. God bless you, sir. Are there other fraternal messengers? I think we ought to recognize one who is both fraternal, although he's not a messenger, and that is the editor of the Watchman Examiner, who sits down here and who was not presented last night, Brother Bradbury. We are happy indeed to have you always here, and that comes from our hearts, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, I'd return that, sir. Are there other messengers? Then we are ready for the address by the past president of the American Baptist Convention, Brother Winfield Edson, who is the pastor of the First Baptist Church of Long Beach.
Yes, sir. This committee's got to go.
All right, a committee. In the words of the chairman, this committee's got to go.
All right. This is what makes chairman of the Committee on Order and Business have nervous breakdowns. We have one who must be recognized, Committee on Order on Arrangements here. I'd like to move, Mr. President, that we recognize Brother Shields, chairman of that committee, and give 5 minutes for him to recognize the outstanding work of his committee members.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. I'm glad. Are you in favor of that? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Contrary, no. It is so done. And Brother Shields.
Thank you, President Stora. I would like, if I may, to present in just as hurried a manner as possible the men who have worked with us, and ladies, there are some ladies who have worked with us also in arranging for this convention in St. Louis this year. Without giving them an opportunity to say anything, I merely want to present them to you and to publicly express my appreciation for each one of them. First of all, I'd like to present Dr. Paul Weber. You'll come. Dr. Paul Weber, who is the superintendent of our St. Louis Baptist Mission Board, who has been, in a sense, a co-chairman and has also acted as the secretary of our committee. This is Dr. Weber. Thank you. Also, O.D. Evans, who is a treasurer and a member of the Third Baptist Church, a little church down here on the corner of Grand and Washington. This is Mr. Evans. All right. Now then, those in charge of the nursery has been Reverend Broderson, W.C. Broderson, who is a pastor of the Lee May Church, Richard Osborne, a layman, and Mrs. W.F. Sewell. Mrs. Branson is here representing her. There she is, right over here. Thank you. Now then, Mr. William Bryan, who is a member of the Third Baptist Church and is also the president of the Convention Bureau in the city of St. Louis. This is Mr. William H. Bryan. We're mighty grateful to have him working with us. Then the one who has taken care of the private housing is Reverend J.E. Hewlett, the pastor of the Southwest Baptist Church. Where are you, Brother Hewlett? Right over here. All right. The one who has made arrangements for the luncheons and the breakfast in the different hotels and around has been Dr. D.W. Jones and Herman Wooten. Where are you men? Right over here. Do you see them? Thank you very much. The ushers has been under the direction of Reverend James Costner. Where is Brother Costner? Right here. The music has been under the direction of, as far as our local committee is concerned, of Reverend Ian Rogers of the Carondelet Church and the Reverend Nelson Reagan of the Calvary Church. Here's Brother Rogers, and Brother Reagan isn't here. Is he here? All right, thank you. Now then, those who have taken care of registration, Reverend Ira Peake, the pastor of the Tower Grove Church, has been chairman of this committee. He had to leave. Reverend O.A. Winscott and Reverend Eugene Spruill. If you two men will step out so they can see you, please. Thank you very much. Reverend, the man who's been in charge of our first aid is Mr. C.E. Copeland,
who is the superintendent of the Missouri Baptist Hospital. Step here, Mr. Copeland, so they can be sure to see you. We're mighty proud of our Missouri Baptist Hospital in St. Louis. Working with him has been Reverend O.H. Fisher. Now then, the one in charge of publicity is James T. Shirley, is the chairman of the committee, right here back of me, Reverend Ralph A. Couch, Reverend William H. Bullock, and Reverend Wilbur B. Snyder. Will you, Reverend, step out or raise your hand or your front foot or something so they can see you? The one in charge of the pulpit supply is Dr. L. Jack Gray, the pastor of our Euclid Church, right here. Those that are working in the radio and television work, it's been Reverend Floyd North and Robert J. White. Where are you, brethren? All right, we got the White here, but not the North. The one in charge of pages has been a layman, Dr. Herbert Coots. Where are you, Herb? Right here. All right, thank you so much. The man who's arranged for the post office and the Western Union work is Reverend L.L. Fuquay. Where, right over here, is Brother Fuquay. The one in charge of transportation, we've had two laymen working in this capacity, Mr. Joyce Pillsbury and Mr. Roy Whistler. Here's Mr. Pillsbury, and I think Mr. Whistler had to be at his work this morning. The one in charge of our information booth has been Reverend Homer DeLozier of the Maplewood Church, right out here. Now then, as far as I know, and I hope I haven't left out anybody, these constitute the men and lady who have worked with us in preparing and arranging for this convention. And I want to say to you that they have done a grand job, and I appreciate them so very, very much. Thank you very much. Now then, if I may make just one or two announcements, I would like to do it in the next minute that I have. First of all, I would like to call your attention to the nursery. We're happy that we have the nursery. We had 155 babies in the nursery yesterday morning, and that's a pretty good job. Now then, listen. Everybody listen real carefully. The sessions are over at the close of the morning session, as you know. We would appreciate it if you would get your babies as quickly as possible after the close of the morning session. It was nearly 3 o'clock yesterday before some of the babies were picked up. The nursery is open from 8 to 12 or until 8 until the session is over. We wish you would get your children before you go eat lunch. We wish you'd do that very for us. Then also the nursery is open at 6:30 in the evening from 6:30 to 9:30. And be sure to get your children as soon as possible after the dismission in the evening. This helps tremendously. I want to remind you again to be sure and watch the parking restrictions. We're happy you're here. In fact, we hope you like us so much that you want to someday make St. Louis your convention city. Come again.
I'm quite sure, of course, that Brother Shields would appreciate getting all those babies off his hands or their hands. Now we do come to that which has been announced. We are grateful for the way in which this convention has been cared for. Let me just interject here. It's been marvelous, and the very finest of spirit and the finest of attention has been given to us. We shall never get over it in the finest way of never getting over things. We come now to the presentation of Brother Winfield Edson, the past president.